This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really where you need to be. Seriously. Because if you're not part of the solution, then as I always tell you, you are definitely part of the problem. Because, again, it's if you're not informed and you're not able to push back on some of these other interesting people, I'll put it that way, then how do you expect to keep up the fight? How do you expect to be part of the solution? It's quite infuriating at times. And then I'm not aiming this at you guys. I love what you guys probably don't, but I love what I've had a day where I've actually been in front of a couple of pastors and some parents and some teachers where we're talking about different things and different issues going down and how to fix it. And part of that is you got to look and say, okay, help me out here. You're complaining about Christian parents, or you're complaining about a certain group of people. Are they getting involved? Are they doing anything? Because if you're not doing anything, if you're not getting informed, and again, please, get informed first. Oh, God, please get informed first. Then engage. Otherwise, like I said earlier, you're asking for trouble. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, get involved, get engaged, be part of. I just got a note from the person I was going to have on with me tonight. She is having a little bit of a minor medical issue. And she'll catch up with us probably that week. Next week. And I love this because, even my... I've told you guys a million times about my story about my aunt, who's an immigrant to this country, and how she remembers coming here in the boat. She remembers being in steerage of a ship coming to this country. This is why I say to you guys, I get it. When I hear about the Mexican or South American mother or parent sending their kids here alone, I get it. More than you know. Or more than you want to believe, I should say. My grandfather, my grandmother loved her enough, wanted to get her here. Wanted to make sure that she had a better life, better than theirs. My grandfather, as I found out when I got older, he was a fascist. He loved the fascist lifestyle. The surety of it in his mind. But he was smart enough to know that that wasn't going to last. So he sent her here, and he sent the rest of the kids here as time went on. And now my aunt, who remembers what it was like coming here, is now pretty upset at what she's seen happen. So like I said to you, over the next few weeks, I'm going to try. Hopefully I don't scare him into more headaches. I'm going to try to bring on some immigrants who came here the legal way, who made a life for themselves, who love this country, and are heartsick over what they see Americans doing in their own country. And my aunt has been saying this since I was a kid. The problem with most Americans is that they really don't understand what they have. And she is a gazillion percent right. That is the problem with most Americans. We don't really understand what we have. And the freedoms and the abilities. And some of these people go, they come to another country and they find out pretty fast, don't they? What they no longer have. Speaking of which, you know, talk about some of the freedoms that we enjoy here. A British man was arrested after social media post was said to have caused anxiety among the LGBTQ community. Right? A British military veteran was arrested because he retweeted a photo of the LGBT pride flag, arranged to form a Nazi swastika. Now, the Hampshire police say the social media post, which you can see, when you can see it, you'll see how he simply put it in four different ways. He didn't tweak it around. He didn't do anything crazy. And that's what it looks like. It looks like a swastika. The Daily Mail identified the man who was arrested as Darren Brady. Police told Brady that he could avoid jail and possible hate crime charges if he would just agree to attend a re-education seminar. In other words, we want to brainwash you to believe in things the way we think they ought to be. Now, he is an Army veteran. He declined. Former police officer Harry Miller was also arrested after he tried to stop law enforcement from handcuffing Brady. He said Hampshire police showed a blatant disregard of the law. They approached Mr. Brady and acted as summary judge, jury, and executioner. But didn't know what offense he actually committed. They said he was being arrested for causing anxiety, which is utterly ridiculous. There is no such law. So we'll see your host. Yep, and it gets better. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
it. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you take in to do this, the time you take in to be involved, to be engaged, you know, and really try to get informed. I really do appreciate that more than you know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I say that not to be weird or funny or anything else, you know, along those lines, but in all sincerity, you really need to understand, or you should understand anyway, that without the information, without knowing what it is you're talking about, without being fully informed, if you would, You're just going to make yourself nuts. You know, I always tease Brad when he's on the show. Brad Dickens from Pacific Justice Institute. You know, the eternal optimist. He always thinks that we're going to win. And, you know, I don't know if you heard about this, but you remember when I did a story a while back about Boston, city of... I mean, think about this. This is one of our founding cities, if you would. Has become the most godless city that there is. I just get the biggest kick out of this. So apparently they decided that they weren't going to allow the Christian flag to fly over City Hall. Now the city has the, or the city has the, I don't know, what do they call it, a process, procedure, where they're allowed just about any flag to fly. Right? For any particular issue, celebration, or what have you. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 9-0. Think about this. 9-0. That Boston's denial of raising the flag was unconstitutional and discriminatory. Because they pretty much would raise the flag for any other group. Boston has approved over 280 flag raising by private organizations. Not one denial. Because that particular flagpole is designated as a public forum. The only flag they ever denied was a Christian flag. And this was on Constitution Day. You know, they refused to fly on Constitution Day. Boston's approved 39 other flag raising events. And 50 private flag raising events. Not one of them were told no. And they were from all kinds of issues and what have you. So finally, they all the way to the Supreme Court, 9-0, said, no, you can't do that. That is truly unconstitutional. You would think that their attorney would have known that. Instead of spending all the tax dollar money, all your tax dollar money, right, for no, I'm sorry, but it is, no good reason. This is ridiculous. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, this is, the Germans will always surprise you. Always. The Germans are being told to expect alarmingly high electric bills. The widespread gas rationing measures, you know, Hanover has become the first major European city to ban, ready for this, hot water. And this is in response to Russian Vladimir Putin's reduction of gas supplies. Now, the capital of Lower Saxony, this is in the northwest part of Germany, it's going to cut off hot water in public buildings, swimming pools, sports halls, and gym. Cut it off at the swimming pools, my God. What are they, bathing in there? They'll also turn off public fountains and nighttime lights on buildings, like the town hall and museums. They're trying to reduce gas consumption. Now, the mayor tweeted that the city has to reduce its energy consumption by 15% because there is an impending gas shortage coming. They include shutting off heating in public heating in public buildings between April and September, setting thermostats to 68 degrees for the rest of the year, with some exceptions. Well, you've got a fireplace, you heat the place up that way, right? I mean, really. Portable air conditioners, heaters, and radiators in workplace will also be prohibited. And printers should be removed where possible. Printers? I don't get that one. I mean, that'll generate heat. What's wrong with that? According to the Mail, public officials are introducing the energy-saving measures during the hot European summer. Get rid of the LED lights. Put the old-fashioned incandescents back in. Put a whole bunch of them. They'll heat up the room, believe me. You know, guys, when I started this in the studio, we had incandescent lighting that lit the studio up. And I'm going to tell you, it was hot in here. It would get extremely hot. And when I went to the LED lighting, I didn't know what to do because all of a sudden the temperature change was it was amazing. It wasn't hot. I didn't need as much air conditioning. So look, I saved energy just in that light. So maybe that's what they needed. They needed to pop back around and put in the incandescent lighting again. Now, the Russian energy giant Gazprom, they've already turned down the gas in a couple of areas. They cut, I don't even know the name, is this true? In Nord Stream, this one area where they've cut it by 40%. Anybody else think that's them just say, hey, look what I'm going to do, or look what I can do? The reductions have sent energy bills soaring as governments work to fill gas shortage facilities. Well, we've got it here. We can send it there. Right? But these eco-freaks would rather see you die, freeze to death, or anything along those lines, than anything else. Right? Can't hurt the planet. Well, we can hurt with all these dead bodies. I can't figure these people out. It's never the same. The argument's never the same, and some of them fly in the face of each other. Now, there's other European countries that are panicking over this because they're heavily dependent on Russian gas. And Putin knows it, and they know what they're doing. This is why they all need to become self-sufficient to a big degree. And if they can't, then I don't understand. Why don't you simply let us ship it over there? We've got it. We've got the gas. Oh, that's right, because we can't do fracking anymore. Now, fracking, do you guys remember the old commercial where they showed you gas or water on fire because gas was being forced through the water because of fracking? You realize that turned out to be a lie? You realize that it turned out to be that they were actually pumping gas through the water, prove a point? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing Idaho over the state's abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters the law doesn't allow exceptions in cases where a woman's health is in jeopardy. The Senate Republican leader is taking more shots at the big Democratic economic package.
The Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation any more than the American Rescue Plan actually rescued America.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, saying it would trigger job-killing tax hikes during a recession. He again called it a reckless taxing and spending spree. Voters are going to the polls in five states to decide matchups for the fall election and other key issues. In Kansas, they're voting on a pro-life bill known as Amendment 2 that affirms that Kansas's state constitution doesn't provide a right to abortion. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, we're at it again. See, this is the stuff that I tell you guys from on a regular basis. This stuff that drives me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, it's just amazing to me the way this goes down. So Kansas, I guess, it looks like Kansas is voting to preserve abortion rights. Now, there's more to this story than just that, which is what's funny here. It's a study warning sign that they claim for Republicans that overwhelmingly conservative state has voted down an amendment to its state constitution, which would have allowed its legislature to further restrict and ban abortions. Now, the referendum is the first in the country since Roe was overturned. Dave Wasserman was the first to call the vote for pro-abortion, the pro-abortion side, right? Now, here's the thing. They did this vote during a primary, which is an off-date, an off-time primary. Why wouldn't they do this during the general election? Can you give a thought to that? Why not put it in then? Why rush it through when they know they're going to have a low turnout? They have spent like $1 billion, the pro-abortion people, and pumping this up in ways that I've seen some of the commercials. It's just hilarious. The measure would have added language to a state constitution saying it does not grant the right to abortion. And it would allow lawmakers to start to regulate it. Now, Kansas voters are solidly conservative. The state's consistently seen twice as many Republicans turn out to vote primaries than Democrats. Not tonight. Right? The turnout Tuesday evening was close to that of a typical midterm election, more than a primary. Less than 50% of the people turned out. So when you look at this, you have to stop and say to yourself, This happened because it was a primary, because it was an off time, all of that. So we're going to see what, you know, we'll see how this plays out as time goes on. since the ruling, you know, these Republican-led states, they've moved ahead with limiting and banning abortion in most cases. Many of the former President Trump's endorsed candidates have strong anti-abortion positions. You know, think about this. You could have never, I guess, in what, late 80s, early 90s, we'll say, you would have never been elected if you were anti-abortion. Never. You couldn't speak out about it. Funny how we flipped as a society. No, we've not grown. We've not become more enlightened. That's the line of BS that I give you. But think about this. Right? So we went from a society that appreciated life to when the Roe versus Wade opinion came down. It had to do with making sure that women who were seeking abortions could get safe abortions. Not have back alley abortions and die. They were supposed to be safe, and they were supposed to be rare. And they were never supposed to happen in the third trimester. Never. Unless the mother's life was in imminent danger. And what have we gone? We've gone from there, because, you know, they tell us to follow the law, follow the law, follow the law. We've gone from that to basically a vending machine abortion style. Right up at while you're having the baby. That's what we've come to. That's the kind of community we have. That's the kind of mindset we have now as a society. Anyway. It remains to be seen how the Republican candidates will respond. Look at this. This was timed perfectly. They knew exactly what they were doing, the Democrats. The people who put this on, they knew exactly what was going on here. So, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I love this. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Right? In a race that saw former President Donald Trump make a last-minute endorsement for Eric, it just so happened it was the first name of both front runners. Right? Eric Schmidt prevailed over the maligned Grecian, who was plagued by scandals during his campaign. I mean, just wouldn't go away. And what if he did that on purpose, just to kind of stir it up a little bit, right? And again, I love all these people who think that just because Trump endorses somebody, it's an automatic win. It's not. Remember, he didn't get it right all the time either. Greece is starting to stumble after withering assault on radio and TV ads from political committees financed by the GOP establishment. These are figures who savaged him for his sex scandal, the domestic violence allegations, and the trade mission he took to China. For months, Trump had considered endorsing Grecians, but privately fretted to confidants that he was concerned about the sex scandal, which helped drive Grecians from office in 18. He was troubled by allegations this year from former governor's ex-wife that he physically abused her and their 3-year-old son. So, again, it's amazing how people think just because they get an endorsement by Trump, it's a shoo-in. That's it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's really funny that these people with, guts, if you would, are willing to stand up for what they believe. You've got top lawmakers right now are declining to comment on Pelosi's trip. Why would that be? You think they're just trying to allow her to move through? Or do you think that truly they're petrified of what might come out of it? Oh, they don't want to tee off China, maybe. Maybe they got something going on with China. Hey, you never know, right? I mean, heck, Dianne Feinstein's, the chauffeur? He was a Chinese operative for years. Anyway, that's a good chat room question. Why do they call Obama President Obama and they call Trump former President Trump? Because it's real simple, Ron. They hate him. It's just that they hate him. These loving people keep telling us how love Trump's hate are showing you exactly what real haters do. Progressive Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts both declined to make comment on Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. When a journalist asked both Sanders and Warren in the Senate side basement of the U.S. Capitol if they had any thoughts on Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, Warren said no. Now, you know, Sanders just like waved, no, I'm not interested in answering. Cowards. They're just cowards. I mean, notice how much fervor they have when they're talking against a Republican or anything along those lines. I just loved it. Sanders and Warren silenced on the speaker's trip. Well, it's a pretty different contrast than it was a while ago, right? Senator Joe Manchin. He told a local news source that he thinks the Pelosi trip to Taiwan is great. He noted that many senators have been to Taiwan, and they're peace-loving people. So, yeah, I give him credit for doing that, right? She's not going to do any harm. She won't take anything to do them harm, and she doesn't wish China any harm. She basically wished the peace-loving people at Taiwan to have an opportunity that we have, that we appreciate. You know, freedom. That ain't hard. Now, Senator Tommy Tuberville, he's from Alabama. He told the local news source that Pelosi has the right to go over there and that he and three other senators had visited Taiwan a few months ago. China complained about it a week out. And all the way until we went over there, they're our friends. They're somebody that we wanted to partner with. They got a great military. Now, Senator Roger Marshall, Republican out of Kansas, said that he believes the trip should have been done behind the scenes and that Pelosi's mistake was advertising a trip to Taiwan as it could endanger other lawmakers. Well, I don't know about that. Some of these guys just need to grow a spine, don't you think? Stand up for what you believe. It doesn't require a brain, you know, you don't need a degree to figure this out. Last summer, Sanders warned against poking the red dragon. He wrote an opinion piece over it on how to start the Cold War. But Sanders has got no spine either. Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try.
Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem, right? You want to get informed, it helps. It big time helps, let's put it that way. So, I always love when CNN steps on it big time. And you guys know how this works. You know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I always appreciate so much their ignorance. Big-time ignorance, right? So, the Wyoming voters were asked by a CNN reporter at a rodeo, of all places to go, although I'm surprised they even know what a rodeo is, but they were asked about, you know, Liz Cheney and would they support Liz Cheney and that kind of thing. Now, I love these. I always have. Take a listen. I hope you're not surprised. My people shouldn't be surprised. We hear this kind of stuff all the time. People want real Americans in these offices. Take a listen. Oh, come on. Don't do this. Oh, there you go.
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for Liz Cheney? Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had four, three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done.
Okay, this is a CNN report, so we're clear. All right? And I'm playing it in its entirety. It's only a minute and a half or something like that. And they are truly surprised. And that whole thing about this being a 70% Trump state, they think that gets them out of this crap, but it doesn't. Take a listen. These people are not stupid.
And it's dirty.
How so?
God. Look at how she's done Trump.
How so?
Look at how she's done Trump.
No, I love this.
I'm a Trump fan.
The January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive. How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. It has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Well, she says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court. That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt.
Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
Think of this. Right? They're teed off at her. And they are not interested at all in cutting her any slack whatsoever. I love it. And they don't love it because they're not willing to cut her any slack. That's not what I mean by this. What I mean by that is, they're right out there. They're right. No. It's a witch hunt. It's wrong. This is wrong. That's wrong. And they are correct. First of all, I don't know if you guys know this, if anybody's been paying attention or even listening to me when I'm talking. But when you really pay attention to what's going on out there, this committee is not valid unless it puts Republicans on there that were nominated by Republicans. Nancy Pelosi can't decide who she wants and who she doesn't want for the Republicans. But that's what she's done. And it doesn't seem to bother any of the Democrats at all. Just amazing. You know, I love it. They are above the law. They can do anything they want to do. That's what they tell you. Now, she took heat from Wyoming voters during a Friday segment of CNN's Anderson Cooper. He must have been freaked. They said it, now they tried to make it look to a degree like these people are just Trumpites and that's it in the discussion. I wish they would actually sit down and go line by line and try to tell me where the president actually said, I want you to go do this. I want you to cause this kind of mayhem. I want you to cause this kind of trouble, this kind of violence, this kind of damage. Now, I can pull that up on Pelosi. I can pull it up on Sheila Jackson Lee. I can go through a whole list of their people. And they'll never do it. It won't happen. 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Other voters voted their disdain with the anti-Trump Republican, also citing her role on the January 6th. And it's true. She, the only thing that she keeps pushing is having to not impeach Trump now, but arrest Trump. Charge him. And not one line of defense. Nobody has been able to put up a defense for this. How is that America? That's why they find her role on this committee repulsive. I mean, look at Mike Garcia. He is a congressman here in my area. And I have a lot of respect for him. If he was on this committee doing the same thing she was doing, I would be saying the same thing about him. Jim Jordan, I'd say the same thing. And the reason Pelosi would let Jim Jordan Because he would have asked those questions. He would have disrupted the whole event by saying, whoa, would you play the rest of that tape? Play the rest of the video where he says, go up and be peaceful. Play that video. They're never going to do that. And by the way, in the chat room, Kinzinger is not retiring. Let's say he's being retired. He hasn't got the spine to fight through. He just doesn't have it. One constituent went to criticize Cheney and the committee as a whole for not allowing former President Trump to have a defense. He's right. Isn't that what we're all about? We're allowed to defend ourselves? We're allowed to see who our accusers are? Cheney will face off against Trump back to Republican Harriet Hagman in a primary this month. Cheney is seeking a fourth term. Good luck to her. Right? She's representing the what's called the at-large congressional district of Wyoming, which has only one House seat due to its low population to begin with. She took she won a third term back in 2020 by 44 points in a deep red state. She ain't going to have it this time. And she will wonder why. That's the funniest thing about it, right? Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Uh-oh. Monica Lewinsky has resurfaced, for those of you who actually care. I'm sorry. She's very upset at Beyonce. Remember we did the story the other night, just to have some fun with it? And she wants Beyonce to remove the lyric about Clinton, the Clinton affair, after the ableist backlash over the Renaissance. I mean, seriously, what is it now? We're gonna have the general populace decide what you can and cannot have in a song? Are we for real here? This is nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you see a difference. It's the only way you will make a difference. Okay, where was I? So Monica Lewinsky, she wants Beyonce, I guess it's her Renaissance album, whatever that means. She wants she asked fans to look more into the singer's history with offensive remarks. But who are they offensive to? Why are they offensive? Right? Now, while we're at it, she said, referencing lyrics from the song released on Bey's self-titled fifth studio album, she said, there's a line in there that says, he popped all my buttons, he ripped my blouse, he Monica Lewinsky'd me all over my gown. Oh, God. I'm sorry. He Lewinsky'd me. That's the first time I've heard that one. If some of you have heard that before, I don't know. And you guys are sick. Former president had an affair with Lewinsky, as you all guys know, right? When he was in the White House between 95 and 97. Now, here's another guy. He denied all the allegations. I'm surprised. You know, where are all these feminists out there to talk about how he took advantage of her? I just love this stuff because, again, nothing. They don't do anything wrong. Just ask them. Now, Beyonce released a 14-track album with accompanying visuals. Uh-oh. Beyonce confirmed that she'll remove an ableist lyric used in the song on her new album. I would have left it. It's music. It's art. Don't listen to it. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. If your station's leaving us, you can always get us online. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com.